It's 12:07 a.m. on Wednesday, August 26, 2015. This is The Hidden Node, and I'm Justin Deal, and this is the Dog Days of Podcasting for 2015. So today I'm trying to make this sound just a wee bit better. My microphone still has really, really low levels. I'm not sure why. The system says it's at 100%. Audacity says it's at 100%. I went ahead and reinstalled the drivers, and when I came back, they said I was at 75%, so I bumped them back up. But the waveform still looks pretty small on Audacity. I'm trying to adjust it because I've been catching up, and I finally caught back up to the point where I missed a few days. And I realized my audio just, poof, I couldn't listen to it. I was playing in the car, and everybody else's audio sounds fine. Mine's really, really low. I'm not sure why. So I went ahead and redid the driver's thing. I went ahead, made sure my computer was freshly rebooted, and just in general, you know, get it working. We'll see how it turns out. I'm still gonna boost the audio on the track itself. See if that helps. Otherwise, I am at wit's end here. My microphone's a Blue Snowball. It's hooked up to standard USB port. I'm about 4 or 5 inches away from it, mouth pointed towards it, so any pointers would be helpful out there. But, yeah, that's really about it, just trying to work on this. Only other updates are the Dragon Con roommates have pretty much all cleared out what they need to clear out, and, I'm all set. I still need, you know, another person to reduce the cost of the room, but it is what it is. It may be nicer having a little bit less space divvied up by sleeping quarters this time around. We shall see. I also went ahead and emailed DragonCon Disability Services. I've talked on and off about, you know, physical issues this year, and I decided to go ahead and bite the bullet. I have a hard time being an advocate for myself in terms of speaking about what I need for my own physical issues. So reaching out like that's kind of hard for me. I don't know, call it stupid pride, call it not wanting to be a burden or anybody else, but I reached out for it. I'm not sure what it all entails. The website's a little vague. They even have a wiki for it, and it's still a little vague in terms of what exactly I need to do or classify as. I know my biggest issue for me is, well, pretty much the line at first at Dragon Con. That registration line is hell on me. You know, every year I've gone, even when I've gotten there early enough to be right in the front, it's still quite of a chore getting through it. So I'm understanding, I think from where I'm reading it right, that part of what they do is they'll do a registration run for you to assist you. Now, one of my roommates this year, he is a staffer at the con, and you know, he's always kind of insisted me trying to get this every year. So when I asked him about it this year, he's like, get the sticker for an aisle seat. You probably see them, those of you who've been to the convention, the ones that are marked for, you know, disability services. And essentially, so I have a right to sit in those seats. Now, I do try to be mindful already and try to get to events ahead of time. So, you know, I'm not sure if those are going to be something I'm really going to need, but they're there if I need them, and I'm appreciative of that. So, I just got to remember to be more mindful of my health and take advantage of what's there for me to use. It's just, like I said, a little bit of ego, a lot of ego, and a lot of not wanting to be a burden. Mark, I think I've gotten myself down a little bit, so I'm going to go ahead and head off. I will talk to you all tomorrow, I guess later today. Bye-bye.